Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We're back. Thanks for downloading us. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Hopefully, you got us from iHeart or RadioMD or one of the other places we're on, and you'll rate us and download us every week. We have a real interesting set of news of the week and what it means to you on this second week in January. Wellness foreplay. Older adults' forgetfulness is tied to faulty brain rhythms in sleep. What do you do to get yours to work? The Well Beyond Wellness, a salad a day makes your brain 12 years younger. Wellness foreplay, marriage may make heart disease a lot less dangerous. 40% reduction in death rates from it. Why sitting may be bad for your heart. We know sitting is, but why is it? Well, we'll find out. Hopefully, you're downloading us and walking while you're listening to this podcast. Miscarriage rates triple for women with top radiation exposures. What do we mean by that? Yet, the same week, we've got a great story on electrical fields in the brain by glioblastoma patients' extra months of life. Can a cup of hot tea preserve your eyesight? And the pressure builds on the Drug Enforcement Administration to stem the supply of opiate prescription drugs. But at what cost? And health officials are beginning to target alternative remedies, wanting to know and at least make sure they really are safe for you. Antibiotics could dramatically reduce sexually transmitted infections, a study says, but that raises tough new ethical questions. Do you routinely give antibiotics to everyone who says they're having sex in a promiscuous way? And the guest segment, well, we'll tell you about that in a little bit. But let's get down to the news of the day, and there's some great news, and let's talk about the studies on brain aging. We did have last week on our guest segment, and you should listen to that, The Diet for the Mind from Dr. Martha Claire Morse. Hopefully you will listen to that. Order her book on Amazon, Diet for the Mind. But this is two studies relating to the mind. The first is that older adults' forgetfulness is tied to faulty brain rhythms in sleep. And what do we mean by that? Well, this is really an interesting study because during deep sleep, we have coordination between our slow waves, which occur every second or so, and faster waves called sleep spindles, which occur 12 times a second. And these are coordinated so they integrate with one another. The amazing thing is that as we get older, we lose this elegant rhythm. And it turns out that you can reset this rhythm by sleeping longer and by producing more deep sleep from lengthening sleep. So it is possible that a lack of sleep, a lack of appropriate, if you will, sleep that we all undergo is a cause of the problem, a worsening of sleep and a worsening of Alzheimer's disease. Now, contrast that with this other study, which looked at 960 men and women aged 58 to 99 who completed food frequency questionnaires and averaged 5 years of follow-up. And what they found is those who had a simple salad. Now, we want you to have it with extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegar. But those that ate the most leafy green vegetables, one or two servings a day, scored 11 years. This is huge, 11 years younger on mental ability tests than those who ate few or leafy greens. So, important point that we'll come to at the end of the day, get deep sleep, force yourself to sleep longer on weekends if you don't, get deep sleep, get curtains in the window, whatever it takes to reset your sleep spindles. And the second thing, eat a leafy green salad every day. The third, marriage makes a difference. This is a crazy study because they looked at a large number of people. And what did they find? They found that after having a heart attack, compared to married subjects, being unmarried was associated with a 45% higher risk of dying, even after accounting for differences in risk factors, disease severity, medication use, socioeconomic factors. So, in the end, the investigators found that being unmarried increased the risk of dying from any cause by 24% and dying from heart disease by 52% after a heart attack. So, important, whether you're man or woman, it looks like, and they started at an average age at 63. So if you're not married and you're older, get married. That's the take home from that. We don't know why sitting is bad for the heart, but we are finding it out. It turns out that people who sit more than 2 hours at a time start to release enzymes from their heart that show that they're dying, that they're killing their heart cells. Why is this? We don't know why they're killing their heart cells, but it means set a clock, get up, and walk every 90 minutes to avoid killing your heart. The next study is, in fact, another one of these incredible studies that looks at why we're dying and why, what you can do about it. So this is that was why sitting is bad for your heart. Get up every 90 minutes, get married, and eat a salad when you get up. This is a very interesting study, and I don't know what to make of it, but it is miscarriage rates triple for women with top radiation exposures. We get radiation exposures from our cell phones, from being near a cell tower, from being near a electromagnetic radiation wireless devices on our body. You know, I have this, whatever you call it, a Vivo, Garmin Vivo. Maybe I shouldn't have this on my arm. But what this found was they looked at 900 pregnant women who carried meters that measured exposure to their electromagnetic field for 24 hours. After accounting for age, race, education, smoking, expectant mothers with the highest exposure levels to electromagnetic radiation had a 2.7 times more likely, that's not 2.7%, that's almost threefold, almost 300%. More likely to miscarriage as women with the lowest. So keep your cell phones and wireless devices away from you. And I don't know how to measure this electromagnetic radiation other than with one of these devices, but it says get rid of them. Cell phones, cordless phones, other wireless devices, power lines, smart meter networks, cell towers, that generate non-ionizing radiation, get rid of them all. Okay, what about a electromagnetic field being a benefit? Well, it turns out if you've got cancer and wear this special device which creates a electric field, and it isn't cheap to wear this. This device is FDA approved, but I think it is $20,000 a month to wear the Optune. They rent it to you. And if you wear this, it decreases your risk of dying from a glioblastoma. That's the brain tumor like John McCain has by a couple of months. So you live a little bit longer. Why doesn't it kill the tumor totally? And the researchers didn't know why, but they do say it helps the person live 4 months longer. 4 months in a disease where the average length of life is 16 months means you're living about 25% longer. Would you pay for it? I don't know. It's $21,000 a month, and it isn't covered by most insurance policies. Can a cup of hot tea a day preserve eyesight? And the answer is yes. The study in the British Journal of Ophthalmology included over 1,500 people, and after adjusting for age, body mass index, sex, ethnicity, smoking, and diabetes, they found that people who drank at least a cup of hot tea a day were much less likely to have glaucoma and other eye debilitating diseases. The DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, is putting pressure on manufacturers to limit the number of opioid drugs and pills they make. Will this mean we don't have enough for people who need pain pills? I don't know. The system hasn't worked well when it's limited stuff in the past. The FDA is now looking closely at high-risk alternative remedies. Those are remedies where we don't know that they make a difference in safety and make a difference in health, but may have a risk in safety. And we don't know what's going to happen with these, but looking for the safety factor in supplements and making sure they are manufactured safe is something I believe strongly in. Antibiotics can dramatically reduce STIs, that's sexually transmitted infections, but raises tough new questions. So this looked at 232 men who were randomly assigned to get an antibiotic or not if they had unprotected sex with multiple partners. It took, and they were given, they were told to take 2 pills per encounter and no more than 6 pills in a week, ideally within 24 hours and no later than 3 days, 72 hours after the intercourse. In reality, the men used about 6.8 pills per month, meaning they had about 3+ sexual encounters a month. And it turned out it decreased the rate of infections and the spread of infections tremendously. It decreased the spread of infections by 70% reduction in chlamydia, 73% reduction in syphilis. But the question is, should we give these pills to anyone and let them have them? Will they become more promiscuous? And what will happen to, if you will, antibiotic resistance, the ability of the bacteria to be sensitive to the pills when you need them? We don't know that. Those are the tough new questions. So where have we been? Eat a salad a day, sleep well, and make sure you do get married if you're getting older. It's good, especially, and I don't know this, but if you have a heart attack, make sure you're married. Obviously, we'd like you to be married and happily married before you have the heart attack. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. This has been the news of the week and what it means to you. Most importantly, do eat a salad every day, about a 50% reduction in mental dysfunction or making your brain 11 years younger if you do. Thanks very much for listening. And Sonar, thanks for great engineering. Do download us every week. And the guest segment this week will be great. Stay tuned.